This morning we have our gospel reading is a combination of two things. As always, the gospel writers take something that Jesus gave as a lesson or a saying, and they stick a parable in the middle of it. So I'm going to present what the gospel is saying altogether and eliminate the parable in the middle and put it at the end. And you can see how it may have a different meaning altogether. Okay? So this one is somewhat familiar to you, but certainly I think the message is very clear. This is from Matthew chapter 21. When Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching, and they said, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" And Jesus said to them, "I will also ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do what I do. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?" And the Pharisees argued among themselves, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Then why then did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we are afraid of the crowd, for all regard John as a prophet." And so they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even after you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe." That's the gospel passage. Obviously, a message for all churches, for all religious institutions, for all of us people of faith. Jesus made it very, very clear that the ones who were the powerful and the ones who held the keys of the kingdom in his day were not even equal to those whom they had rejected. Because in their rejecting the prostitutes, the tax collectors, and all these others, they rejected those who were open to the possibility of God in a way that they never could. Because all they were interested in is preserving their institution, basically keeping their jobs of power, and somehow making the people pay for it. Sounds familiar. But we need to be very, very careful about ever rejecting and excluding people. I said to teenagers when I was in doing the confirmation program, and I said this kind of openly my last year because it's kind of a daring thing, but I said I'm retiring anyway, so who cares? So I said what I believed, and I believe that any institution and any religion, whatever God it's worshiping, any religion that excludes anybody and suggests that somehow you have qualifications to meet before God can take care of you and love you is absolutely false. It's certainly not Christian, but it's absolutely false. It's a false religion. And if you look around and look closely at the multiplicity of Christian religions presently on television and around the world, including some of the biggies, we really aren't very Christian at all. We're very church, but we're not very Christian. And so the gospel, if we take it closely to ourselves, is let us not buy into that kind of judgment about people. Jesus never judged anybody. God that he presented is not a God of judgment and punishment, but a God of love and compassion. And thus should we be if we are followers. Now for the parable. The parable Jesus gives is this. What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, "Son, go and work in the vineyard today." He answered, "I will not." But later he changed his mind and went. The father went to the second son and said the very same. And he answered, "I will go, sir." But he never went. Which of these two did the will of his father? And most of us would say, the one who denied he would go and went, changed his mind. But in fact, if you look really, really, really deeply, what Jesus is talking about is The insincerity of our yes to God sometimes comes through very, very powerfully, sometimes very subtly. And we say yes to God on the big things, and sometimes as faithfully as we can, but we do find ourselves, if you're human, kind of falling behind that place where we're not really committed. You know, we can go so far, but don't push it. I say that because neither one of these sons did what the father wanted. What the father was looking for was a very deep-seated commitment to the whole idea of being part of the vineyard, being part of the kingdom, so to speak. And neither one of them really gave their whole heart and soul. And I thought about this, and perhaps you've never done this, but I certainly have. There are many times I have given myself over to something and say, yes, I will do this, but it never really changed me. Never really made me a different person. It never demanded of me that I grow or become something more, even though it is something that supposedly was supposed to help me change. I think of how many Lenten seasons, I gave up things. And giving them up and coming to Easter and saying, well, thank God that's over. I can go back and do what I was doing before. It didn't change anything. And many times trying to change something, we get discouraged halfway through or before we get to where we think we want to be, and we give up. It's all being human, and I think Jesus was very much aware of our humanness, certainly in the experience he had with the people of his time, and maybe in his own development, found that he wanted to be committed to God, but sometimes he also found it difficult, or he wanted to be the person he thought God wanted him to be, but he kind of fell down on the process. Maybe that's why he went off to pray periodically, to kind of get rearranged. And maybe that's why we come to church periodically, to kind of rearrange things. But the goal, always, the goal is always to find that in everything in our lives, in every moment of our lives, if indeed I believe that God is a part of every moment of my life, then my commitment is to that. And whatever change must take place to make that happen. If it can't happen within me, I cannot bring it to anybody else because I can't give what I don't have. And so Jesus, I think, is calling us through this very simple parable. If you're going to say yes, let it be a yes that is from your heart. We can do all kinds of things, but if it's not with a good heart, it's meaningless. If we say yes, let us say yes and give everything we have to saying yes, recognizing that we will fail, recognizing we will fall, and that there's always another opportunity. But that is our goal as a way of life. And that's all I'm going to say. Amen.